أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ففهمناها سليمان وكلا آتينا حكما وعلما وسخرنا مع داود الجبال يسبحن والطير وكنا فاعلين وعلمناه صنعة لبوس لكم لتحسنكم من بأسكم فهل أنتم شاكرون. Sadaqallahul Azim. This is a portion of ayah number 79 and ayah number 80 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after mentioning His favors upon various Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, the discussion yesterday was Allah's favor upon Sayyidina Dawood and Sulaiman alayhimus salatu was salam, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted both of them hukm. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granted both of them wisdom in their judgment, and together with that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted them ilm. These are inner excellence that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants a person. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks further regarding Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, other great miracles and other great ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon him. وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالَ يُسَبِّحْنَا وَالطَّيْرِ. And we had made subservient with Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam the mountains which will make tasbih, that is glorify Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and also the birds. We find that Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam was given another excellence, and that excellence was the voice that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed him with. And then over and above that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also revealed upon him the Kitab, the Zabur. And hence, these are great ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, in that very beautiful voice of his, used to make tilawat of the Zabur. And when Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam would make tilawat of the Zabur, then even the birds will begin to listen to it, and they would also make tasbih. And together with that, the mountains will also make tasbih with Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and with the recital of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. And all of this we had done. We are the doers of all of this. In other words, nobody can give excellence like how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestows excellence on a person. That is only the prerogative of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the Mubarak Hadith, we find the Sahabi Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given an excellent voice. And on one occasion, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening to his recital, but he was not aware that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening. And when he completed his recital, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Allah blessed you with an excellent voice, the voice of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, a voice of excellence. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in all his humility, he said to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had I only known that you were listening, then I would have added greater beauty to my recitation. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ صَنْعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ لِتُحْسِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about another ni'mah that Allah had bestowed upon Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and that is, we had taught him the manufacture of armor. The word labus actually refers to any protective gear that a person wears to protect the body, especially at the neck side of the body. That is actually known as labus. And then this word was used also for armor. So it appears in the Mubarak Hadith that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam would go out at night, and he would, in a disguise, nobody would know that he was the Nabi of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala had also granted him sovereignty, kingdom, so nobody would know that he was the king, and hence, Dawood alayhi salam in disguise, he will go out and he will ask people, how do you find Dawood? In other words, is there anything that he needs? He was not, wana'udhu billah, fishing for any compliments, but he was wanting to perfect himself. He was wanting to bring more excellence within him. And whatever criticisms, if people had criticized, he would take note of it. And of course, he will better himself. But he was a Nabi of Allah, so he was already given excellence from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, on one occasion, we met a person, and that person said, that Dawood is a wonderful person, if only he will earn with his hand. Why does he take from the Baytul Mal? And hence Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam took this very seriously. He made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him. Like Allah ta'ala says in Surah Hadid, in Surah Sabah, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَلَّنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. We had made steel soft for Dawood alayhi salam, that it would come into his hand and it will become like wax. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taught him the skill of making this armor. And then Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam from there will give out in sadaqah, and he will use for his own use and that of his family. فَهَلْ أَنْتُ لِتُحْسِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ. Allah says, why we did this? So that you will be protected at the time of your war, at the time of combat, and after this, armor became a thing that was used for people for protecting themselves. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ. Now, O reciters of the Qur'an, O Ummah of our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O insan, do you not become appreciative to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought these skills via the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and through wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.